Kara from Nations Pure, her hubby, Jeremy, is right now, he's a that part of Parker County native. Mm-hmm. He is actually writing a book about the history of Garner, Texas.
Oh.
He's been in the process the past couple of years, and he's just about done with the thing. We caught up with him while we were out there for the 42 Fest.
Secrets have you found of Garner, Texas? Expose them now.
The whole place is a secret.
Whoa! That's an enigma wrapped in a riddle, my friend. But yeah, it dates back quite a ways.
It does. The 1890s when Garner itself started, but people have been in the area since 1850s, really. But Trap Springs Community School started in 1876.
And when did Weatherford start?
I have no clue.
See, nobody has written a book on Weatherford. What's one of the secrets you could tell, or just one of the fun facts about this Garner area?
There's been a Texas representative that was murdered just up the road from here.
Wow, that took a turn.
We
had a Texas representative served in the 1970s. This is pretty cool.
This was 1948. He served during the 20s and 30s, and when he ran again, he was murdered.
Did they find who?
They did not.
I hear Leslie saying something right now. What happens if you solve it?
I'm not even going to try.
Maybe the book took a turn. Part two.
I think the community has their own opinions on who did it. So ghosts, we'll leave it at that.
Ghosts of Garner.
Ghosts of Garner. That's right. I love it.
Congratulations on the book. I know it's coming out.
End of summer.
How about that? There you go.
All right. That is Jeremy Leinberger's got that book on Garner coming out soon.
So what if the crook is still out there?
Ah.
There's a murderer on the loose.
What? We'll have to wait for the book.
I'm like 120 years old, but it's possible.
Guys, we're thinking about you always, but certainly, especially this morning.
Waking up the Westoplex, it's KB and Heather Lee.